This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
For this series documenting the life and achievements of Mike Ditka, we decided to conduct our interview of the Hall of Fame coach inside Soldier Field, home to one of the greatest teams in NFL history, the 1985 Bears.
What's it like for you being back at Soldier Field?
A lot of good memories. Brings back a lot of good memories, especially the 85 season. Terrific year.
Players said that you walked into the room and said, I've got good news and bad news. We'll be in the Super Bowl within 3 years. Bad news is, half you aren't going to be here.
I did say that. Of course, I was pretty full of myself. You know, I figured I learned enough under Coach Landry. I thought that way. I really did.
Did you have buy-in from those players immediately, or did it take time?
It took time. I had to prove my worth. But yeah, there were guys that probably said, oh, he's full of shit. Well, I wasn't full of shit.
So many guys from that team are still drinking for free in this town. Like, who bought in immediately?
Well, I think Duke McMahon. I mean, if you play pro sports, then your main goal is to win. And if you got a chance, here comes this guy, says, I'm going to bring you a championship. Why not give him a chance?
You mentioned McMahon, so we can go there. Like, kind of a punk, right? Smart ass. Did you see any of yourself in him?
Jim McMahon was a good football player. Yeah, he gave you a pain in the ass at times, but he was a winner. That's where I put it. He found a way to get the job done.
When did you feel like, okay, we've got something here? We actually, I told Mr. Hallis that we're going to win a Super Bowl. When did you believe that that was actually possible?
I don't know exactly when, but we had the right group assembled. I knew we had basically, but we were a defensive-driven team. Buddy Ryan was a very important part of our defense.
Is it true that you guys got in a physical fight? Punches were thrown?
That was a long time ago.
Do you remember what caused that particular fight?
Nope. Could have been one of many things.
Really?
I don't know what it was on his part. I wasn't mad at him, so it wasn't anything on my part. He probably thought I was getting too much credit because it was a defensive-driven football team. He had it right. I don't complain.
How did how did the tension manifest itself?
Well, the way we beat that is we won. And if you win, you can't say much.
Coach Ditka and the 1985 Bears silenced critics with a 15-1 record, propelling them to Super Bowl 20.
Yeah, we would not have won a championship without our defense. In order to be good on defense, you have to not turn the ball over on offense. So we did all the other things you had to do. We ran the ball. I had a running back named Walter Payton, who was the greatest football player I've ever seen. Yeah, he wasn't happy all the time. You know, I didn't run the ball, give him the ball at the goal line.
Yeah, you've mentioned that, right? It was as the biggest regret?
That is, yeah. People say, well, that was wrong. Yeah, it was wrong, because I should have thought about it.
Did he ever forgive you? Did you ever talk about it with him?
I don't know that he ever did.
Does that bother you?
What was I going to do? I was wrong.
How do you deal with something like that if you don't know that someone who was that important to you ever forgave you?
Well, I can't change it. It's different if I could change it. If I could change it, I would. But he was the best I've ever seen.
rare thing for a head coach and a defensive coordinator to be carried off. Was that a nice moment? Was there still tension? Like, what, when you win the ultimate prize, what's that moment like?
No tension at all. I knew Buddy wasn't going to stay. So that was probably part of it.
Going into the Super Bowl, you knew he wasn't going to stay?
Yeah.
And were you happy to see him go?
No.
No?
Wasn't happy to see him go. Buddy Ryan was a good coach and a good man.
With their defensive coordinator moving on, Ditka and the Bears struggled to replicate the magic of the 85 season.
85 Bears, right? It's arguably the greatest football team of all time. Is there any regret that they didn't win more? That you didn't win another Super Bowl?
I thought we would. Yeah, I really did.
Why do you think you didn't win it again?
Well, we basically had the same defensive players and the same offensive players.
Is it a regret that you only won the one Super Bowl as the coach?
Well, there's a lot of pride, too, that we won one. The job is fragile. You could be one play away from a hero and become a bomber. I mean, it's tough.
So the appreciation of if two or three things go different, maybe the Bears win two or three Super Bowls, but if two or three things go different, maybe the Bears win zero Super Bowls.
None of this, we would not be having this part of the conversation.
Despite regretting not winning more, Mike Ditka kept his promise of delivering a championship to George Halas, his team, and to the city that embraced him. On the final episode of Ditka Diaries, we discuss life after coaching and Mike Ditka's lasting legacy.
Can you believe the kid from Aliquippa did all of this?
Can I believe it?
Yeah.